All right. We are live. This is CDSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetl, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Hwai Inge Shechlech from the Intlakepmuk territories up in the Nicola Valley from Goishkana, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show for you guys. We have a subject, and it's on character on this April 24th, 2025. So stay tuned for that. And also, we have our regular co-hosts coming in. Hopefully, we'll be able to get a hold of our brother Wegdesk from the Mi'kmaq, from the East Coast. He's a high diving champion of the world. Also, we have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And we have my brother, Shkwait Shechlech from Goishkina, BC. He's an extreme survivalist. And always good to hear from all those folks. And we have some awesome music coming up for you guys. We have some music from Dozer. They're from Sweden. We have Young Blood Super Cult, and they're from Kansas. We have some music from the Monkees from the UK, and also some Sarah Blues Experiment. They're from out of Germany. And also some music from Ben Woods, if we have enough time. So stay tuned for all that, and we welcome our listeners from all over the world, from Germany, from England, from Sweden, from Switzerland, from Norway, from Italy, from Spain, from Greece, from Egypt, from Africa, from Russia, from Ukraine, from China, from Japan, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States, all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. And so we're going to start off our program with some energetic music from Dozer and their song called Light Years Ahead. So stay tuned, hold on to your seats, and it's going to get loud. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Wow.
Man, that was awesome. That was a band called Dozer. They're out of Sweden. We dedicate that to all our family from Sweden that are over here, especially Petey, one of our Canucks. We hope he's doing well, getting ready for the next year. And anyways, we have Celia, the president of Minicata, on the line with us. Welcome, Celia.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Yes,
what an afternoon.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful out there. So awesome. We're going to start off our program with some deep breaths, as we usually get our brother Wegedesk to lead us through, but he taught us well. So we're going to start off with some deep breaths, and we're going to imagine inhaling all the positivity of the world and getting us all psyched up and ready. And as we exhale, we're going to imagine getting rid of all the negative thoughts that grow and fester inside of us, and we're going to get rid of it. So on 3, 2, 1. Last one. Oh, man.
Nice.
So beautiful, so wonderful, just to get that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, pumping up to our brains, getting us all ready and fired up for our subject and our music. And we have a subject today, and it's on character, and we'd love to hear your words on that. Celia.
Yeah, it's a great topic, because when I reflected on it after I heard, you know, you'd shared what we were going to talk about today, it's like, it's a trait or a collection of traits in my mind that that's consistently reflected in a person. Like, they consistently live that trait. It's, to me, it's related to ethics and values of that person. But it's the consistency, solid consistency, including choice at choosing when no one's watching or there's a lot of stress going on, like immense stress. That really is a test of character, I think. I'm looking it through a lens of the kind of the positive characteristics, like respect or kindness or those types of things. And it's when somebody demonstrates, is doing that consistently, even when no one else is watching, or even when they're under immense pressure, which is really difficult to bat 1,000, right? Even if you're of strong character, but as best as possible, I think that's a real show of character strength, being able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the one little thing I would say to it too is that it's, you know, part of being human is that we're not perfect in the way that we go in the world, and it even includes being honest about that, you know, that if we make mistakes or make a choice that really doesn't reflect how we want to be in the world, is being account, you know, just stepping forward and owning that. But also that our nervous system can hijack us. So it's kind of almost like it's important for us to get to know ourselves really well and understand the, not only in our head, but in our heart, like that whole, get to know our bodies and our whole selves, all parts of ourselves, in a way that we can reduce our chances of being hijacked too. So those are the thoughts that came to mind. What about you?
Well, I've been going over it in my brain, and I've been I speak a lot about some of the gifts that we all have, because we're all unique, and we all have these character traits that build us up and make us who we are. And and in our communities, and I'm just going back to what I've learned from my elders, my great grandparents, my great great grandparents, and my parents, and they used to point out to me and tell me, like, you know, we shouldn't look down on other people that don't have the same as what we have.
Yes.
And, you know, we all have our special gifts and traits, and all of them together is what makes us function as a community and stay healthy. And one of the things that that I was reflecting was my great-grandparents, they had these old cedar baskets from who knows how long, like 800 mm-hmm. years old for all I know. And they were very special, and they used to tell me, like, you know, these baskets, they're done by special people. And and if we tried it, we probably
we would have creative baskets.
Yeah, that'd be just around for maybe a month or two, and they'll fall apart. But and same with our traditional nets. These were built by people that, you know, that was their specialty.
Yeah.
And these special traditional nets, they were stronger than any of the modern day nets that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And they were made by special people. And she said, you know, the interesting thing, because they were showing me her old nets, the ones that my grandfather and my grandmother used to use. And she said, you know, these nets were very specially made by these people, and these people, they couldn't even fish.
Mm-hmm.
And she said they couldn't even fish, yet they built these special fishing tools that we were able to purchase. And she said, you know, in a million years, we probably couldn't make the same.
Mm-hmm.
But their gift of being able to build these tools, they're so special. And she told me, like, you know, after we purchased these, we just gave them a lifetime of fish.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Wow.
Because of what they could do, you know, we couldn't. And we really valued it. It's mm-hmm. so important. And so it made me really responsible to look out for, you know, the gifts of other people as well as my own. You know, we all have our gifts and character, and you know, it kind of makes our communities, and it's a special thing where we're able to recognize and work together.
I really appreciate how you've of your reflection and thought around that, because it's like everybody has gifts, but also it creates that everybody has a place within community, and by working together with our gifts, we're able to, you know, we're able to be, we're able to have a living, we're able to survive and thrive, right? I just love the magic of that in a way.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's straightforward on one way, but it's also one that eludes a lot of Western kind of modern urban living, right?
Well, you can even stretch it out to everything, you know, everything in life, like mm-hmm. even in hockey, for instance. You know, mm-hmm. there's some people that are just gifted at being a goalie,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's that's what they love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other people that, you know, they love to score. And
yeah.
There's other people that love to defend and keep the mm-hmm. puck out. And mm-hmm. so, you know, these are all like their character spots.
Mm-hmm.
And when we recognize and see the roles of everyone, and it's just like in our jobs, you know, there's people that that are very good at commanding and directing and administration work. And then there's other people that, you know, they're just really good at following.
Mm-hmm.
You give them a list of stuff to do and they'll just get it done.
They'll get her done.
Yeah. And then there's people that are just very creative and they realize, well, you know, this can be done more efficiently if you do this. And so there's strategic people out there and they have their gifts too. So, you know, this is what works in all environments, whether it's play, whether it's work, whether it's just living life, you know, all these things. We need to reflect and realize that, you know, we're not all the same. We're not all robots.
Yeah, and it's beautiful too, because it also reminds me of, my mind went over to nature, that, you know, each insect, each flower, plant, fungi, log, trees, everything has a rain, the ocean. It all plays perfect roles within, you know, within everybody, every piece. It's not like the gift, but each one is a gift and co-creates all that happens in this kind of orchestra of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I like that feeling of a reflection with the nature metaphor too.
Yeah,
I like the hockey metaphor though.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll take a little break here. We'll get some music and then we'll come back and we'll speak a little more on it. We have a song here, and it's from Young Blood Super Cult, and they're out of Kansas. And I really enjoy their music. They're not a functioning band anymore, but they sure left us some beautiful stuff.
Lovely.
So here it is, Young Blood Super Cult, and their song is called Drugger. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. That was Youngblood Super Cult and their song Drugger. And we were just discussing it, and even though they're not, you know, functioning as a band still, they sure left us some beautiful, wonderful music. And I was just mentioning how, you know, we're all into music, and it's kind of like part of us. It's something we all enjoy and function with. It reminds me of like coffee or tea. A lot right. of us, you know, we're just we couldn't live without it. And I'm one of them. I can't live without coffee. Speaking of gifts and things that benefit the world, and that's one of them, is all these gifts of music from all over the world.
Yeah.
And it's just something special that we can grab from each part of the corners of the world and enjoy it and reflect on it. And it always reminds me of the defragging of computers. And sometimes I ask people, and they don't even know what I'm talking about. Because back in the day when you wanted to like reset your computer, because it would just as you add programs and music and different files and everything, they all get scattered all over. And as you defrag a computer, it would like pull it to pieces.
Right.
And you could watch it as it's like being put back together.
Right, so like tear it apart so that it can be reorganized and put back together.
Yeah, yeah. And then once it's, you know, it's defragged and it's all set back together, it just functions so much smoothly. There's no lag, there's no like buffering, and everything starts to work at a better, proper, faster rate. And I think this is important for us, you know, just in our daily lives as we listen to our favorite music. I noticed many of the people that I interact with every day, and they're plugged into their music, and it's sometimes they're into my music, but a lot of times they get into their own too. And you know it's all just a part of what makes us. You know, it sets us up for our day. We listen to our, you know, our favorite playlist. I was talking about, you know, the three most important songs of my life. And we all have them. We all have these special songs and music that just affect us so deeply and set us up. You know, we just hear that song and, oh man, it just brings us back to very special, unique, beautiful times. One of my favorite songs out of my top three is a song from AC/DC, 74 Jailbreak. And it always just gives me beautiful, wonderful memories of my uncle. And we would spend time out hunting, fishing, camping, doing all these things. But he spent a lot of time in jail for various things, whatever the things were, armed robbery, burglary, whatever.